Welcome to Street Knowledge. I am Chris Graham. I've got Scott Turner on the phone. We're recording this on Friday, a few hours away from kickoff. Virginia, Boise State tonight. Of course, we'll be live blogging during the game, et cetera, et cetera. But I want to give you our last thoughts heading into this this big matchup out west. And Scott, Virginia, basically a two-touchdown underdog in this game. I wrote my game preview earlier this week. I think we'll get a lot closer than that, but hey, still a tough pill to climb for the Cavs. Your thoughts heading into tonight's game?
Well, I'm cautiously optimistic, Chris. You know, if we can build upon that performance against Connecticut, still don't know how much stock to put in that. Don't know really how bad Connecticut might have been or how good Virginia actually was on Saturday, but the key is, regardless, is to build upon that and go out there, play a relatively turnover-free game, give Benkert some time. The offensive line continues to maybe improve. Cautiously optimistic, but I'm getting a little advantage because I'll take a victory, obviously, but I'm making the one exception to my normally ironclad rule of no such thing as moral victories. I'm going to say that, yeah, there is that scenario is very much possible for Virginia because at this stage of the development of the Mendenhall program, it is okay.
Yeah, and I would agree with you there. I look at this game, you know, 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, Virginia played Boise State in Charlottesville on a Friday night, just like we're playing tonight out there on a Friday night. And, boy, that game was over early. Boise State intercepted the first pass of the game. Matt Johns intercepted the return for a touchdown, 7-0, 6 seconds into the game. That was 42-0 at halftime, 56-14 final. Anything better than that would be an improvement. But these two teams, I think, when I did my game analysis this week, I think they're a little closer than the oddsmakers think. This Boise State team is 2-1. Virginia's 2-1. Now, that's similarity, but, of course, you know, we've played a FCS opponent. They've not. But last week, they beat New Mexico, a team that's not a world beater. In fact, the ESPN Tower Index has New Mexico, I think it was 101, and they're among 129 Division 1A teams. And their ranking, final score is 28-14. That game was 14-7 starting the fourth quarter. Boise State with the lead. They attacked on a touchdown with 2 minutes to go to put that one away. They got outgained in that game, 277-268. They got a quarterback issue right now. Brett Rippon, the starting quarterback, is questionable going into tonight. Looks like he might play, but he missed last week's game. They blew a big lead in their loss to Washington State. I think the first game was a relatively close game. It was Troy. They had to score a touchdown with 2 minutes to go in that one to salt that one away. A 24-13 final. This isn't, so to speak, your father and Boise State team. And so I'll go with you there, Scott. I think that this game is winnable for Virginia. But, yeah, I would take, and I agree with you, don't normally want to count moral victories because moral victories are losses. And you're just trying to claim something out of a loss. But I think if Virginia can play this game relatively turnover-free, keep it a game in the third quarter, into the fourth quarter, make Boise State sweat a little bit for this game, I think Cavs fans would have to think, heading into an off week and ACC play starting in 2 weeks, hey, there's something still to build on from this team, and there's a reason for optimism if they play well tonight.
Agreed. And you can't really define a moral victory as, well, how close do they have to come to winning, because as we all know, point spreads are, it's even at the end of the games, are often very misleading. So I don't want to say, oh, as long as they stay within 14 points, because that they could be down by 28 points with 5 minutes to play and put up a couple of TDs against the second and third teamers, and that to me is not a moral victory. I think the way I define a moral victory, and you probably agree, a competitive game, anybody's ball game until at least the start of the fourth quarter, and you know, just not be out of it at halftime and then tack on points just to make the final score look good. I'm talking about making this a toss-up game through at least three quarters.
I agree. You know, last week we talked about, you know, the score not being indicative of how close the game might be. Last week's a great example. Virginia went 38-18 over UConn. And first glance, they 38-18. That's, you know, 18 points. That's three touchdowns, you know, extra points for Connecticut. That game may have been closer, but no, it's 31-0 at the end of the, towards the end of the third quarter. Second team guys get in the game, and UConn puts some points on the board, runs a trick play, things like that happen. Virginia last year against Oregon, a game that the final score was 44-26, but that game was 44-7, I believe, in the third quarter. Virginia, you know, tacked on some points late, so your point is valid there, Scott. It's not score. It's more how this one plays, and I still say, looking at the game analysis of this, I talked about how, you know, game by game, Boise State's not been impressive yet, and we're a quarter of the way through the season. The ESPN Power Index, again, using them as a metric, has the Boise State offense ranked 102nd nationally among those 129 FBS teams. And their defense is not key. They're 14th nationally in the Power Index defensively. But, you know, when they gained 268 yards last week against New Mexico, that's an indication. This is a team that has trouble moving the ball. One thing for Virginia, strength of this team is defense. If they can, you know, play good defense, if the offensive line can keep Kurt Bankers upright for most of this game. Last week, 455 yards, three receivers over 100 yards each receiving. Running game going well. Hey, this is a game that maybe we won't be talking about moral victory. We might be talking about an actual victory. If the Cavs can avoid the turnover, can avoid the big play on defense, you know, if they can, you know, not have some silly mistakes from seeing pass Virginia teams make, I think this game is out there for Virginia to maybe pull the upset.
Well, and there's a reason, as you said, there's reason to believe that. Not just, we're just not looking at this through UVA colored orange and blue glasses. There's some evidence that suggests that Virginia can make this a close game, and if you can make it a close game, then you're certainly capable of winning. There's one thing for certain. You said earlier in our broadcast that making it more competitive game than the last time, they could have almost taken maybe half the team out to Boise, and by default they would have made it a better game, because that game in 2014 at Scott Stadium was over 6 seconds into the game, and it just got uglier as the game went on. So, yeah, let's hope we can be more competitive than we were 3 years ago. If not, then we've got some serious problems. But again, another thing, too, this is not the same caliber of Boise State team. You know, make no mistake about this. This is not a team that's going to challenge for a New Year's Day bowl or challenge some of those upper echelon teams in those Power 5 conferences. But they play with a chip on their shoulder, and Virginia brings that chip into their stadium tonight, in that Virginia represents a Power 5 conference, and Boise State thinks they belong in that echelon. And they're not looking to go out and lay an egg tonight. They're looking to go out and make a statement by crushing the five team.
Oh yeah, and in fact, I'm talking about how they struggled through to a 2-1 record. You know, not impressive win over Troy. They blow a big lead and lose to Washington State in triple overtime. Another non-impressive win over Mexico. This is a chance for them to change their round too. So you know, Virginia goes out there with confidence, coming in off that, you know, nice win over UConn, and they're 2-1, and, you know, have things moving in the right direction, maybe. And so Virginia's got confidence, but Boise State can say, hey, we've been the Virginia team. We're 3-1, and we've got that win over a Power 5 school again. And so, yeah, they're looking at national TV audience, of course. They're used to that. But, you know, when they play these games on Thursdays and Fridays, they play the weird games, weird times. You know, they know there's a national TV audience watching. And Virginia doesn't play on the national stage that much. You know, and I know once the first kickoff's up in the air and it's a football game, it's like anything else, but, you know, you got to be used to playing on the stage. Virginia hasn't done this much lately. We don't get to play in front of the national spotlight. In fact, I think, if, you know, my memory serves, the last time Boise State game a couple of years ago, when we played on a Friday night in Charlottesville. And we didn't stand up too well that night. So our guy, and there were some guys on this team that remember that game were either in the sidelines or at that game a couple years ago. So, you know, that's part of this too. You're prime time tonight. National Alliance, not much else to watch. Do you stand up there and represent yourself well? A little bit extra pressure, given that it's a national audience tonight.
And to some degree, they're representing the ACC because some of the, you know, a Power 5 team, there's a lot of hullabaloo going on about how unfair it is. Some of the teams that aren't in the Power 5 conferences are maybe making it into that Final Four playoffs. So, you know, if the Power 5 conferences want to maintain that argument, you need a Virginia, which is certainly not an upper echelon team in the Power 5, but you don't want a Virginia team going out to Boise and being embarrassed or being annihilated because they're that kind of statement that, well, outside of the Power 5 teams, a couple of teams from each conference, the rest of the conference members are just kind of mediocre. You want them to go out and be very competitive, if not come away with a win, so you can kind of keep your head held high and say, hey, that's why we get the automatic bids. That's why the Power 5 teams have been dominating the college football Final Four for the last few years.
You know, it seems to me, thinking about the keys to the game tonight for Virginia, I mean, we've talked about sort of the X's and O's, you know, how the defense matches up with the offense, et cetera, on both sides of the ball. One key for Virginia, I think, tonight, Scott, I wasn't at the game 2 weeks ago, the Indiana game at home, you were. The Cavs that day had field position in their favor for the first quarter, maybe quarter and a half, didn't take advantage, just had a 3-0 lead. And then when Indiana started getting better field position, they took advantage of their field position. It would seem to me, it's kind of like what we say when Virginia plays Duke in basketball down in Durham. You know, pay attention to the first 5 minutes of the half kind of thing. You know, come out and be willing and ready to withstand wherever you can and be in the game out there. I mean, for Virginia tonight, it's incumbent upon them is going to be getting good field position, taking advantage of early opportunities. You know, I think the first half of the first quarter, you know, first 7 minutes, 8 minutes of the first quarter, will be very key here for Virginia. You know, avoid the turnover like a couple of years ago was a big issue. Take advantage of whatever opportunities you get, score some points, get up early perhaps, and then set a turn for later on. Because they didn't do that against Indiana, and we saw what happened as that game wore on.
Well, and we all know that most teams, most offensive coordinators, I'm kind of, when you were talking about that, kind of just. Most automatically have the first 10 or 15 offensive plays scripted, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you think about it, Virginia's not going to really differ from that script regardless of where they're playing, because Virginia's not going to get up, throw the ball downfield 40, 50 yards and go for the, you know, the bombs. The way Virginia's offense and their play calling and certainly their pass play calling is kind of tailor-made for kind of getting accustomed to the environment there, the short passes, it's not like they're going to have to go away from their game plan that much, because that's basically the game plan, and that might aid for UVA because they're going to be very comfortable with the play calling right off of the bat, because that's their pretty much their style of play to begin with.
And I guess we'll just hope for the sake of those who remember from a couple of years ago that we were in the press box, Scott, for that game. It was in Charlottesville, Scott Stadium, so we didn't see it until afterwards. Actually, maybe during the game, we saw people referencing it on Twitter. The inspirational Mike London pregame speech that the whole world saw, that where he famously said, "Who do you play for?" and kicking down spaces, and they go out and interception pick six on the first play of the game, and 42-0 halftime. Well, I'm hoping tonight that Bronco low-keys whatever pregame speech he does, because the pregame speech didn't work Last time we played these guys, I hope that ESPN does have anything to showcase in that respect tonight. I just want to see if this, I want to see our ad class to be focused, but yeah, nothing embarrassing like that. That was truly, truly embarrassing for the Virginia program. Not only the way the game turned out, but the way the game turned out after that inspirational speech by Mike Rondon.
Yeah, that certainly backfired, and that's not something if someone didn't, we're fortunate enough to not to have to have watched. I don't think you're going to really have that much success finding that speech somewhere on the Virginia archives.
Yeah, as we're talking about that, I want to make it a point to find whatever video copy I can find of that and link to it on Twitter and Facebook, just to hopefully send whatever message we can that we don't want that to happen again. So tonight, I think it's an 8 o'clock kickoff tonight, our time, 6 o'clock out west. We'll be live blogging during the game. I'm going to try to sky down perhaps afterwards if the moment is right for a quick post-game recap. And that's tonight, Friday night football, Virginia and Boise State. Scott Jernick, I'm Chris Cramble, sign off, and we'll be talking to you soon.